2. One, two.
Good morning, everybody. This is Perkins. How are we doing this morning? Or should I say good evening to some? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you guys have had a great week so far, and that you are ready. You are ready to end the year with a bang. Hallelujah. Looking forward to the new year for all the good things that God has. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to pray for several things, but I just woke up this morning and I had this scripture in my spirit and I just had to go and read it over and over again. So we're going to launch from that scripture. It's Psalms chapter number 19. Psalms 19. We're going to try and read the whole of Psalms 19. We're going to pray from there. That will be our launching board for the prayer tonight. So I'll be reading from the King James Version. It's this one that I've been using to read the scripture. And it says that the heavens, it's number one, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit under the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much silver, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me, that then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read again verse number 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Somebody say amen. Amen. This is one of the most remarkable poetry that you can ever find, a psalm that you can ever find in the book of Psalm 19. It's a life-changing verse if we can really take some time to consider it. It's life-changing because there are many things that are revealed in that particular scripture. Some of them we'll deliberate on tonight. Some of them we won't be able to, depending because of the time constraint that we have and also the agenda that we have for the prayer tonight. So we'll try our best to cover as much as we can and just to flesh out some things that I want us to be able to take into the year that is coming up ahead. Somebody say amen. This is our last prayer for 2015. And the next that we meet, it will be 2016, a new year. And I know that many of us are already trying to figure out what is the Lord saying concerning this year. what is on the agenda of heaven concerning our lives in the year that is coming. All I want you to put in your spirit is that this is going to be one of the greatest years for the church. Somebody say amen. It is going to be one of the greatest years for the church. And not only that, it is also going to be one of the greatest years for you individually, because you are part of His church. The Bible says you are lively stones that are being joined together to build up the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you have a part. When the house of God prospers, you are also going to prosper. Somebody say amen. So there is something in it for you in the year that is coming. But the reason why I read Psalm 19 verse number 14 twice or several times, you're going to see as we go along. But Father, tonight we just come humbly before you and say, God, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are not standing in our own righteousness, but we are coming in the righteousness of He who died and rose again on the third day. Father, you have made us kings and priests according to your word, and we are not able to come empty-handed before you. Therefore, we come by the way of the only sacrifice that is acceptable to you, by the way of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we say, God, tonight, hear our prayer. More so, O God, let our ears be open to hear what the Spirit is saying. Let our eyes be open to see what the Spirit is doing. Position us correctly in alignment with your divine plans and purposes for the season that we are entering into. This is, as we have believed and stand on, the greatest year of the church, the greatest year of the manifestation of the goodness and the glory of God upon those that you have called to be your own. Thank you, God, for every man, every woman that is on the prayer line tonight, even those that are going to be hearing via technology. We thank you for their lives. We declare that there is going to be an impartation, the same impartation that we feel this particular moment will be upon this prayer, even for those that are going to be listening. May they be tremendous breakthroughs in their lives. May they be things that change significantly as they come into agreement, not only with what we are praying, but as they come into agreement with what heaven has ordained concerning their lives. I pray for every man, every woman on this prayer line tonight, whatever need that they have, I declare that you are the all-sufficient God. You say you will supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray that, oh God, supernatural provision is being released. The heavens are being opened over their lives. They are going to see limits being broken in the name of Jesus. Prayers being answered. Doors being opened for your glory and for your glory alone. I declare that, God, environments that they are in, they may be toxic, but they are changing. That things already been working in their favor are going to manifest the favor that they have been working. Every word you have spoken over their lives, O God, shall come to pass, because you are not a man that you should lie, nor a son of man that you should repent. I pray that, O God, the works of their hands will prosper, for they are trees of righteousness planted by the rivers of water, that they are going to bring forth much fruit in their season. I declare that they do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seats of the scornful, nor have any communion with the wicked. Therefore, I declare that they are blessed in their coming, they are blessed in their going, that the favor of God is upon them, because heaven has taken a kind disposition towards their lives as they have chosen to walk uprightly before God all their days. I pray the blessing to supersede them, to go even to their posterity. As David declared, I've been young, now I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. I declare that the blessing of the Lord is going to overtake them. It's going to go over their children, to go over their children's children, that their name will be blessed, because God has blessed them indeed. We know that, God, whatever you bless is blessed indeed. Therefore, Father, we declare that your blessings that will make rich and add no sorrow are being released in their lives in greater measure. Father, I speak financial breakthroughs in the name of Jesus, that debts of 2015 are going to be left in 2015, that there is a new turning, a new season that is coming for your glory and for your glory alone. You said there shall be darkness upon the land, even great darkness upon the people. But you said we must arise and shine, for our light has come. I declare that the glory of the Lord shall rise upon them, O God, in a mighty way, that their lives will be a testimony in itself, that there is a God who is good to those that are His own. Somebody say amen. Amen. So we read Psalm 19 verse 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Help you give me permission to read it one more time. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, the reason why I felt strongly compelled to read this verse is I know that the Lord gave me a word for what's coming in 2016. But the Lord, when He gave me that word, I know that it's a super word. I know that it's a great word. I know that God is going to fulfill that word. I think I shared with you in the past weeks what God has been speaking to me, particularly from Genesis 24, verse number 1, where it says, and God blessed Abraham in all things. That's before, that is after God had declared in Genesis chapter number 12 to Abraham, verse number 1 to verse number 3, says, Abraham, leave the land where you are, go to a land that I'll show you, I'll bless you, in blessing I will bless you, I'll bless those that curse you, I'll curse those that curse you, and bless those that bless you, I will make your name great, I'll make you a nation, all those different things. And Genesis chapter number 24, now verse number 1 becomes the concluding statement. It says, and God blessed Abraham in all things. And I feel strongly that in the year that is coming, God is going to release a tremendous level of blessing to those that are His. And the word that I felt in my spirit declare for the year that is 2016 that is coming is the word that God has blessed us in all things. It's a declaration that God is going to bless us in all things. It doesn't mean that there are not going to be some adversities, there are not going to be some challenges, but at the end of the day, the totality of it all, after having lived all the 365 days of 2016, our declaration will be that God has blessed us in all things. That means blessed us in wisdom, blessed us in understanding, blessed us in knowledge, blessed us in material possessions, blessed us in all spiritual blessings, to see them being made manifest in a tangible way that we can surely say this is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our sight. And when I, having said that, what the Lord just impressed on my heart this morning when I read Psalm 19, verse number 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And I said, Lord, why is it that you are impressing this word and on my spirit? Why is that particular verse stands out? And the Lord just says, the word for 2016 is the word. I hope somebody gets that. The word for 2016 is the word. I said, the word says, God bless Abraham in all things. And we are saying that God has blessed us in all things. That's the word for 2016. And that word is the word. As he said by the prophet Isaiah, my word shall not return to me void. It is going to accomplish everything that I have sent it to accomplish. So that word is the word for 2016. But it says that let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee. The word that is there, the first part that says let the words, is actually saying that let the utterance of my mouth, let the speech, let the words that I say, let the promises that I make, let the commandments that I speak, the decrees and the declarations that I release, may they be acceptable in your sight. That's what it says. That's the, what it says, let the words of my mouth. So your utterance, your speech, what you are saying, what you are decreeing, what you are declaring, what you are promising, may it be acceptable in the sight of God. You have to understand, there is a qualification there. It's not what is acceptable in the sight of man, it is what is acceptable in the sight of God. So I pray that in the year that is coming, everything that you say, everything that you speak, everything that you command, everything that you utter, every promise you make, may it be acceptable in the sight of God, not in the sight of man. Because your responsibility as a citizen of the kingdom of God is to not to find acceptance with men. First, it is to find acceptance with God. Because once you have found acceptance with God, you will find acceptance with men.
The Bible says, he that has found favor with God will find favor with men. So your utmost responsibility is to find, to be acceptable in the sight of God. Now, it also says that, and the meditation of my heart. What is that meditation? The word meditation in the Hebrew, they use the word higayon, which is basically saying that it's about the meditation, what is being thought in your heart. You know that scripture that says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. It says, what a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the meditations are the things that you are spending your time thinking. Somebody say hallelujah. It's what you spend your time thinking, what you employ your time in, what you invest your time in. And one of the most peculiar thing about that verse is about that word meditation. They actually say that it's a resounding music. Somebody say hallelujah. It's a meditation, a resounding music. So what I want to say is, what song is your heart playing? Because the song that your heart is playing is what you're meditating on. They actually use the word, they say a memorizing sound. That is a musical notation. Somebody say hallelujah. So I want to say, what sound is your heart making? Your meditation is producing a sound. And is that sound acceptable in the sight of God? Somebody say hallelujah. And then it says that let the words of my mouth, we spoke about the words, the meditation, and then it says of my heart, the meditation of my heart. Just to give you one more thing, that word that says my heart is actually speaking about the inner man, it's speaking about the mind, it's speaking about your will, it's speaking about your heart, it's speaking about your understanding, the inner part of you, the midst of you. Somebody say hallelujah. It's speaking about the soul, it's speaking about the heart of a man, it's speaking about the knowledge, the reflection, your contemplation. Somebody say hallelujah. So it's saying, God, whatever I utter, whatever I speak, and whatever I invest my heart to be thinking about, whatever song that is being played by my heart, may it be acceptable in thy sight. So my challenge now for you is that in this 2016, may everything that you meditate on be acceptable unto God. May everything that you speak be acceptable unto God. And if you position yourself in that place, there is a tremendous blessing that is going to befall on your life. Somebody say hallelujah. It's coming. We're going to pray just now. But I'm just laying out the foundation. Psalm 19, from verse number 7 to verse number 11, make some things in terms of what we should meditate on, what our words should be based on. It says that the law of the Lord is perfect. So you must be meditating on the law of the Lord. It says that the testimony of the Lord is sure. So you must be meditating on the law of God. You must be meditating on the testimony of the Lord. And he says that the statutes of the Lord are right. So you are meditating on the law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord. And he says this now, you must be meditating, the commandment of the Lord is pure. So you are meditating on the law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord. And it says now, enlightening the ear, the eyes, the fear of the Lord. You must be meditating on the fear of the Lord. So we have the law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, and the judgments of the Lord. Do you realize? Let me just repeat those things and I'll tell you what I want you to think about. It says the law of the Lord, so you must be meditating the law of the Lord, meditating on the testimony of the Lord, meditating on the statutes of the Lord, meditating on the commandment of the Lord, meditating on the fear of the Lord, meditating on the judgments of the Lord. Now, if you put all those things together, you never see anything that speaks about the opinions of man. It's speaking about the law, the testimony, the statutes, the commandment, the fear, the judgment, and they are all of the Lord, not the opinions of men. So that's one of the things we're going to pray for God to deliver you from the opinions of men, that you are not going to invest your time meditating on what men think about you. Now, watch this now. The reason why you have to meditate on those things, it says that the law of the Lord is perfect. You want to meditate on what is perfect. You want to meditate on what is sure. It says the testimony of the Lord is sure. You want to meditate on what is right. You want to meditate on what, because it says that the statutes of the Lord are right. You want to meditate on the commandment. Why? Because if they are pure. You want to have the fear of the Lord because it is clean and endures forever. You want to meditate on the judgment of the Lord because they are true and righteous. And they are to be desired. They are worth more than fine gold, and they are sweeter than honey. So there is nothing that can be compared to meditating on those things that are perfect, that are sure, that are right, that are pure, that are clean, that are true and righteous, that must be desired, that are more finer than gold, and they are more sweeter than honey. So it never includes the opinion of man. The Bible says the heart of a man is deceitfully wicked. So if you spend your time in 2016, don't allow the opinions of men to dissuade you and discourage you from pursuing what God has set out to do in your life. Because your responsibility is not to meditate on people's opinions, but to meditate on what the law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, and the judgment of the Lord. And these things are perfect, they are sure, they are right, they are pure, they are clean, they are true, and they are righteous. Now, there are many benefits that are associated with you meditating on the Word of God, or the thing that we have spoken about. Number one, from Psalm number 19, verse number 7 to verse number 13, I'll just pick out a few here. It says that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Because the soul, that's where your feelings are, your emotions are. That's where your thoughts are. Be ye transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. So the law of the Lord is perfect. That's the only thing that can convert your soul. And it says that the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So if you want to be wise, meditate on the word of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. And it says this now. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Rejoicing the heart. So if you want to have rejoicing in your heart, meditate on the statutes of God. And it says that it enlightening the eyes. It opens up your eyes for you to be able to see. It also speaks about that your servant is warned, but there is a great reward in keeping them. Somebody say hallelujah. So now, I just gave you a brief synopsis of that particular chapter number 19 from verse number 7 to verse number 14. But you can actually read it if you want to see how consistently we must do these things. Somebody say consistency. Consistency. Because you see what happens at the beginning of the year, we make New Year's resolutions. The beginning of the year, everybody is pumped. And by the time we get the 15th of January, a January disease sets in, and we begin to leave our commitments. We begin to leave our resolutions. And by the time you get into February, we are looking for the end of the year to begin another resolution again. But if you want to look at how consistent we must be in the things I've mentioned, you have to go and read verse number 1 to verse number 7. Somebody say hallelujah. Verse number 1 to verse number 6 is speaking to you that when you look at the stars, they are day and night, they utter speech. Even though no words are spoken, the stars are speaking. The sun is speaking. They are consistent. You know that the sun is going to rise from the east, going to set at the west. Somebody say hallelujah. You know that the stars are going to be shining. You know that the sun is going, it says every place is going to feel the heat of the sun. It is consistent. So God wants us to be consistent in doing what we do. And here's the thing. He says that those things day and night, they utter speech, which is whatever they speak never deviates from what they've been designed to speak. Somebody say hallelujah. So, I'm saying you are designed to be meditating on the Word of God. You are designed to be speaking, they said, the meditations of my heart, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Which I am designed to consistently speak what is acceptable in the sight of God. So, there has to be consistency. in 2016, because there is a great reward, a great blessing that is going to be bestowed on your life because of your consistency. Now I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord, by the power of His mighty hand, will deliver you from the opinions of people. That you are not going to be meditating on what others say about you, but you are going to be concerned about what heaven has said concerning you. You are blessed and you are highly favored. You are chosen by God to fulfill the assignment that has been laid out on your life. No man can stand in the way to hinder you from what God has declared you are going to accomplish in 2016. The favor of God is going to be upon you in such a way that it's going to blow your mind. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going to blow your mind what God is going to be doing. But it depends on how you are positioned. What is coming out of your mouth? What are the meditations of your heart? I believe that God is faithful. So I choose to stand on that word, that God is faithful. That even in the midst of adversity, my testimony will not change concerning the faithfulness of God. I will declare that God is able to deliver. God is able to save. Somebody say hallelujah. That the Bible says God will open doors that no man can shut. I choose to stand on that. Even though I may be experiencing a season of closed doors in my life, my testimony will never change. I am not going to meditate on my circumstance. I am going to meditate on the God who is ordering and orchestrating my life. His laws are just and they are perfect. I choose to build my life on the word that God has spoken concerning me than what men think about me. Now here's the thing. I'm praying for God to deliver you from the opinions of men, for God to deliver you from the opinions of your friends that are contrary to what God has designed for your life. You are a chosen vessel. People may think you are of the wrong size, you are of the wrong color, you are of the wrong gender. But heaven made you the way that you were supposed to be, and heaven gave you an assignment. Somebody say hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Now, do you have to understand something else here? When men are judging you, they judge you based on your economic position. They judge you based on your economic situation. But heaven did not judge you based on your economic position before they gave you the assignment. Heaven gave you an assignment based on the opinion of God, based on the intention of God, based on the authority and the power of your Creator. He knows what you are capable of doing. Oh, God help me. He knows what you are capable of achieving. So He sent you specifically to the earth for you to be a voice to declare that there is a God to whom nothing is impossible. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, your friends are not going to stop you from receiving the blessing that God has bestowed on your life in 2016. You are going to be a light in the midst of darkness. Whether you like it or not, you are going to be a light in the midst of the darkness. All I can just say, position yourself by meditating on what is true. Position yourself by uttering what is true. The Bible says the truth shall set you free. Somebody say hallelujah. The truth is going to set you free. Why am I saying the truth is going to set you free in 2016? You're going to realize there is no man who can curse what God has blessed. You're going to realize that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you're going to realize you can do so much more because of Christ who dwells in you. You're going to realize that you have got all of heaven and eternity cheering for you. You are not going to fail. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that the opinions of men are not going to formulate the basis of excuses of you doing what God has said you must do. Tonight I pray for the release of visions and dreams in the name of Jesus. I pray for the release of business plans and activities ordained by God in this season of your life. I call forth for a release of witty inventions. I pray for God to unleash creativity in your spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray for God to, oh Jesus, help me. I pray for God to release your spirit in a greater way, that old men are going to dream dreams and young men are going to have visions. Somebody say hallelujah. God will not allow you to dream a dream and not see its manifestation in this season, in the name of Jesus. You are going to do so much more now by that same token, because God wants to deliver you from the opinions of people. I pray that God gives you the wisdom to know when to shut up and when to speak. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because what usually happens is we allow people to formulate opinions on what we are doing because we talk too much. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me give an example. I know that we've just come through a season of Christmas. Let me give you an example. You see, Elizabeth went and hid herself. Mary did not announce to the world that she was pregnant. Anybody hearing me? So God is about to impregnate you with some things for 2016. God is about to reveal some visions to you. God is about to release some witty inventions into your spirit. They are great. Oh God, help me. I pray in the name of Jesus that the works of your hands are going to be so astounding. That God is calling you to the bedchamber of creativity. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know the secret things, there are secret things that God wants to reveal to you. It's going to be a season of tremendous empowerment. And empowerment does not come because you shout. It comes because you have received a revelation. In the name of Jesus. So there are going to be great things that are going to be revealed to you. You are going to be wrestling with the spirit of creativity. Great stories are coming from you. Great books are designed to come from you in the name of Jesus. But, don't share your dream before it becomes a reality. Because men are going to come and tell you it can never be done. Anybody hearing me? They're going to tell you that you don't have the resources to do what you say you are going to do. You don't have the mental fortitude or capacity to do what you want to do. But you are tapped in to the entirety of resources in the earth to manifest what God has said is going to come through you. You are going to write that song. You're going to write that verse. You're going to write that prose. You're going to write that thing. Whatever God has put in your spirit, it's going to come out in 2016. It is going to be for the glory of God. Why? Because your meditations are not going to be people's opinions. Your meditations are not going to be people's opinions. They are going to be on the laws of God, the commandments of God, the ones that are just, the ones that are true, the ones that are perfect, the ones that are righteous. They are the ones that are going to position you to manifest what God has said. You see, whatever you meditate on determines what your limitations are. Whatever you meditate on determines what your limitations are. And tonight I'm declaring that people's opinions are not going to limit you in 2016. You are going to be enlarged. Oh God help me. See, the place of enlargement requires this one thing. The place of enlargement requires this one thing. You are going to be able to overlook some things that were bothering you in 2015 after realizing they don't matter at all. They don't matter at all. I'm going to say it one more time. They don't matter at all. Because they've got no inclination, they've got no bearing as to where God is taking you. Now watch this. I know that I'm going to say something that's going to free somebody here tonight. Watch this. You have been using your past as an excuse for not progressing. You have been using your past as a reason for not progressing. What does that mean? Because your past has been used to define who you are. And you have accepted what people have said you are. I know you made mistakes, but you are delivered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are going to do so much more than you have ever thought you would be able to do. I am not speaking a word of positivity here. Somebody hear me. I am not speaking a word of positivity here. I'm telling you the gospel truth. You can do greater things because of Christ who is in you. I am not talking to you about just chanting, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great. I'm saying meditate on what God has said about you. Because that is the only thing that God has guaranteed shall come back to him after having accomplished whatever he sent it to accomplish in your life. The word of God has got every resource that you need to fulfill it. The word of God has got every authority to make you who God has said you are going to become. Let the meditations of your heart be in alignment with what God has said about you. And the only way that the meditations of your heart can be in alignment with what God has said about you, you have to spend your time reading what God has said about you. So my challenge for you in 2016, this is the word for 2016. Find the word. Meditate on the word. And allow God to manifest the word. Allow the word to shape you. Allow the word to shape your environment. Allow the word to shape your possibilities. Somebody hear me. In the name of Jesus. So you are going to experience a season of tremendous breakthroughs. A season of tremendous favor. A season of great blessing. Because God has ordained it. But walk uprightly before him. Meditate on his word. Don't allow the opinions of men to dictate what you can and what you cannot do. In the name of Jesus. Father, right now, wherever they are, every imagination that is desired to exalt itself above the knowledge of God, we cast it down now in the name of Jesus. Every word that has been designed by the enemy to shape their world, we discard it now by the authority of the Holy Spirit. We declare that God, right now, the blood of Jesus is silencing every voice that has been speaking words that are contrary to your word in their lives. We declare that the blood is bringing separation between them and the words that have shaped their lives that are not in alignment with what heaven has ordained concerning them. We declare right now in the name of Jesus, any word in their life that is not written in the volumes of the book concerning them, may it be erased tonight by the blood of Jesus. And I pray, O God, that whatever the enemy has whispered into their hearts that they have been meditating on, be removed now in the name of Jesus. You said your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, O God, rightly dividing between body and spirit, soul, bone and marrow. Father, let the sword of the spirit sever and separate every illegal word that has been meditating and manifesting in their heart. Every word, God, that has been dwelling in their inner man that has not been sanctioned by heaven. Father, let it be removed tonight in the name of Jesus. And I pray that by the Holy Spirit, O God, you give them the ability to monitor and govern their tongue, that they will not speak what is contradictory to what heaven has said, but they will speak from the abundance of their meditations what is in alignment with what heaven has said concerning them. I declare and I decree that, God, you are going to give them a word that is appropriate for every season, that they will speak life where life must be declared, that they will speak hope where hope must be released, that they will speak light where light must shine, they will speak destruction on that which must be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You said, O God, life and death is in the power of the tongue. May they speak life and not death, which is appropriate at any season. May they speak death to that which must die. May they speak life to that which must live in the name of Jesus. And I pray that, O God, when they hear what their mouths speak, they will be encouraged. I'm going to say that one more time. When you hear what you speak, may you be encouraged. In psychology, they have what they call self-talk. What you talk to yourself, may it be in alignment with what heaven has said about you. Heaven has said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Even though your husband left you, you are still fearfully and wonderfully made. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody hear me. Somebody hear me. Even though you experience a closed door on your job, it doesn't mean you are not qualified. It just means something greater and better is coming your way in 2016. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you a few things here tonight. And these are the things that I just want you to think about as you are going through your life, as you are thinking about this. For some of us, I'm just talking about God delivering us from the opinions of man. And I entitled, when I was writing this thing this evening, I put this, breaking the barrier of opinions. Breaking the barrier of opinions. And I said, the reason that you are afraid to try is because you are afraid of failure. And the reason why you are afraid of failing is not because you are afraid of failure. You are afraid of what people are going to say about you failing. You are not going to fail, but you are afraid of what people are going to say when you fail. But who said you're going to fail? Can I ask something? I said this thing when I was writing this evening. It's just a thought that crossed my mind. That in the 1980s, when they were 80s, late 70s, 80s, that most of the things that we're dealing with in terms of technology, isn't it amazing that those things were, most companies were formed in garages. Anybody ever thought about that? They were formed in garages. I just had this thought. That almost every, look at the companies, technology companies, most of them, when you look at their history, look at Apple, look at Microsoft, they were formed in a garage. They started in a garage. Why is that so peculiar? I don't know about you. What are garages for? They're not for businesses, right? Their garages are to be parking your cars, not for building companies. But I had this this strange thought. In the Bible, Gideon Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press. Do you see the analogy there? Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press. It's not a place for you to be threshing wheat. But it was a testimony of his innovation. Great companies did not start in buildings. They said they did not start in office buildings. They were formed in garages. Why were they formed in garages? Have you ever thought about that? Why? Why? Because God was trying to show us that this is going to be the next vehicle to drive the transformation of man. This is going to be the next vehicle to drive the transformation of humanity. Because right now, everything that's happening in the world is being driven by technology. Companies that were formed in garages where cars that we drive are supposed to be parked are the ones that are driving technology. So why do you say that, Perkins? Because I want to position you for 2015 to 2016. You are not going to start your business in an office building. It may just start in your bedroom. It may just start in your garage. But it is going to prosper because the hand of the Lord is upon it. In the name of Jesus. It says, do not despise the days of small beginnings. Even if you look at now, multi-million dollar, some of the multi-billion dollar businesses did not start in an office space. They started in somebody's house, somebody's bedroom. That's what 2016 is going to be. The amplification of what you started in your small place. Because when God puts his hand, his seal of approval on what you are doing, it is going to prosper. In the name of Jesus. So like Gideon, you may be threshing wheat in a wine press, but God is coming to take you out and make you a captain of the armies of the Lord. Kingdom business does not start in office space. It starts in the bedchamber of creativity, where you are having intimacy with God. And God begins to reveal. But that's besides the point. Let me just go on further here. Here's the thing that I want to say. Some of you are thinking, I am now old. I don't have time to start anything. I just want God to bless me. But I want to remind you about the story of Elizabeth. Elizabeth was beyond a bearing age. Yet God visited her. And she gave birth to the biggest prophet in the earth, John the Baptist. And there are some here who may be saying, I'm young, but I declare you're going to have a merry experience that you have been chosen by God to birth the next creative move, but chosen by God to birth the next iteration of ministry. You have been chosen by God to write the next bestseller. You have been chosen by God to be the carrier of the next revelation. You don't have an anointing for years. You haven't been in ministry for years. But who cares? It's just the anointing that makes the difference. It doesn't say experience breaks the yoke. It says the anointing destroys the yoke. Somebody hear me. In the name of Jesus. Now all I say is, don't be afraid to try out what God is ordaining for you to try out, because success is imminent and failure is not an option. Don't be afraid of what men are going to say should you fail. Think about what they are going to say when you've succeeded. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So I want to say this before I pray in conclusion. Number one, keep your words to a minimum. Don't share your pearls with swine. Know when to share and when to shut up. Number two, meditate on the vision and the dream that God has given you. Meditate on the word of God, because what God has given you is going to be sustained by what he has spoken in his word. That's number two. So keep your words to a minimum. Just know when to shut up. Number two, watch what you say to yourself. Meditate on the word. Those meditations of your heart. Somebody say meditations. Those meditations of your heart, may they be acceptable in the sight of God. And number three, talk to someone who understands your capabilities. Somebody say amen. Talk to someone who understands your capabilities. Somebody who knows your capacity. Somebody who knows your abilities. And there's only one person who does, and that's your maker. In the name of Jesus. And number four, never spend your time meditating on people's opinions of what you have been called to do. Just do what you have been called to do and meditate on what God has said you are going to do. I declare that in this season, you are going to experience the goodness of God in a way that you have never experienced before. You are going to be overflowing in blessing. May the Lord take you from a place where you have been experiencing dribbles of blessing to a place of experiencing an outpouring of blessing. I declare that the heavens are opened over your life, that the rains of mercy are going to come. There's going to be a deluge in your life of blessing, of favor. There's going to be great peace, rejoicing in your heart because of what God is going to release in the name of Jesus. You are going to look back at 2016 and say, this surely has been the year that God has exalted me. This has been the year that God has made my name great. This is going to be the year that God has favored me in all things. This is going to be the year that I have experienced the fullness, the totality of what God has ordained for my life. My children are blessed. My spouse is blessed. My name is blessed. My household is blessed. Whatsoever I set my mind to do is blessed. Whatever I touch with my hands is blessed. Why? Because God has chosen to bestow blessing over my life. Somebody say hallelujah. That's going to be 2016 for you. It's going to be a year where you're going to be required to meditate on the word of God. It's going to be a year where the words you speak out of your mouth are going to be acceptable in the sight of God. You are not going to allow yourself to be intimidated by people's opinions. You're not going to allow yourself to be brought down by other people's thoughts. But your mind and your heart is fixed on the things that God has said about you. Somebody say amen. Okay. I'm going to read that verse again. I love that verse. It's going to be, I think it's going to be the key verse for 2016. Verse number 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Like the stars and the sun that utter speech day and night, testifying of the goodness and the knowledge and the wisdom of God, so shall my words be. So shall my meditations be consistent in 2016, onward and upward. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then there's one final thing that I want to say, I want to pray for tonight. And I'll let you go. I got about 5 minutes. One more thing I want to pray about tonight. And I'll let you go. I've been contemplating about praying this, but I feel strongly that I need to speak it before I let you go tonight. And it's basically Lamentations chapter number 5, verse number 7. Lamentations, verse number 5, and verse number 7. It's a strange verse to read, but it says, our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne or we have been punished for their iniquity. Somebody say amen. It says, our fathers have sinned and are not. It means our fathers have sinned and they have died. And we have borne their iniquities, the punishment of their iniquities. And what I want to say is that it's saying that we talk about generational curses. We talk about generational curses, that these things are coming on us not because of what we have done, but because of the bloodline we're born into. Somebody say amen. And I felt strongly tonight, as you are going to be getting into a crossover season over the next 24 hours, getting into the new day, into the new year, I declare in the name of Jesus, every generational curse over your life is being broken right now by the blood of Jesus. Let there be a separation between you and that generational curse, because you have chosen to align yourself with the blood, to align yourself with the kingdom of light. I declare that your bloodline has changed in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are a new creature in the name of Jesus. You are a new child of God in the name of Jesus. You have been apportioned to a new inheritance in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You are not going to suffer the punishment of the iniquities of former generations, because you are covered by the blood. Somebody say hallelujah. You are covered by the blood. Therefore, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, every accusation being raised up against him by the enemy because of generational curses, we command it, O God, rescinded. We command it canceled in the name of Jesus. May the petitions filed by the enemy, their adversary, in the courts of heaven be dismissed for your glory and for your glory alone. Whatever debt has been owed by them because of generational curses, we declare that the debt is fully paid for by the blood of Jesus. I declare right now that, God, generational blessings are going to overtake them and supersede everything in their lives in the name of Jesus. God, whatever they've been struggling with that is coming from former generations, tonight we declare there is a crossover. Egypt has been left behind. They are crossing over to the new land, to the promised land, where the glory and the greatness and the might of God abides. I declare that God is their strong man. I declare that God is their shield. I declare that God is their defender. I declare that God is their protector. I declare that God is their buckler. I declare that he is their strong tower. Therefore, nothing shall land on them about curses coming from the other side, because there is a separation, there is a dividing line between them and the generational curse. I declare that, God, the generational curse of barrenness is broken in the name of Jesus, God. The generational curse of insufficiency is broken in the name of Jesus. The generational of financial ineptness is broken in the name of Jesus. I declare that, God, the barrenness of ideas is broken. The barrenness of creativity is broken in the name of Jesus, O God. And I declare that there is an abundance that is coming. I declare that the barrenness of joy is broken. The barrenness of prosperity and peace is broken. I declare shalom in their lives. Shalom in their lives, in every area of their lives. They are blessed and they are highly favored, because whatever you bless, O God, is blessed indeed. They will not curse themselves in their self-talk, because they are going to be speaking what is acceptable in your sight. In their meditations, they will not curse their creativity by meditating on the negative opinions of other people. That, God, they will not be afraid of failure, because they are going to succeed. They are not going to be afraid of trying or setting out on the journey that you have ordained for their lives. I declare that this is going to be a year when they say God has been good in all things and he has blessed them in all things. I declare that, God, your spirit is going to be more pronounced in their lives in this season. Their spiritual gifts are going to kick in. The gift of prophecy is going to rise up in them, O God. Discernment is going to be more pronounced in every area of their lives. I declare wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is going to be their kinswoman in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, amen. I want just to release somebody from the generational curse that it's broken. You are a new creature in Christ. If any man be in Christ, they are a new creation, they are a new creature. There is a newness of life that is coming. You are no longer under the weight of that generational curse, because God has delivered you. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Let the meditations now of your heart be not the generational curse, but be the blessings that God is bestowing on you. When you open up your mouth, don't say, I am cursed. Say, I am blessed, because whatever God has blessed is blessed indeed. Somebody say, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to read that verse one more time before we conclude for the day, before we conclude for the night. Psalm 19, verse number 14, from the New King James Version. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I will say it again. Let the words of my mouth and the song, the resounding music of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now we will just read one more thing, and you know how it is. I want to declare that you are blessed in your coming. You are blessed in your going. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the field. God has blessed you, and he has blessed you indeed. He has blessed you in all things. You may not see it as yet, but God has blessed you in all things. He has blessed you with all blessings in heavenly places. You are blessed, 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 because God has declared it to be so. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, those that do not know me, the name is Perkins Masamba. I call in from the Houston area. I'm just so grateful that you were able to be with us tonight in terms of what God is doing for the year. We thank you for taking the time. And we thank you for those that are going to be listening to this via technology. We thank you for taking the time. We thank you for taking the time to listen. I know that God is going to bless you in a way that you've never been blessed before. We look forward to the year 2016 because of the great things that God is going to do. If you want more information about me, you can go to my website, iampastorp.org, or you can do mudiwa.org, mudiwa.org. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter. I wish there was a MySpace. I'll be there if there was one. But you can, wherever there's a social network, you will find me. YouTube, Instagram. Just type in the hashtag, I am Pastor P. You are going to find me there. Somebody say amen. You're going to find me there so we can connect. This is going to be a tremendous year of connecting again. A year of experiencing the goodness and the blessings of God together. So thank you for taking the time to be with us. God bless you. We love you. And I know that you're going to have a prosperous and wonderful year that is coming up ahead.